morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. My name is Shelley Norton, and I'm the Director of Travel for Texas Exes, which is the Alumni Association of the University of Texas. I'm absolutely thrilled to be back at ETC and among such an incredible community of travel planners. Before we get started with this morning's Bold Talk, I have a couple of quick housekeeping notes for everyone. This evening from 6 to 7:30 are the ETC official partner invitational receptions. Those will be taking place 6 to 7:30. Also at the same time frame, there is the no host meetup. If you'd like to join everyone for the no host meetup, please meet in the lobby at 6 o'clock, bring your community dinner tickets, and you'll be walking across the street to the warehouse. The title of this morning's bold session is Take Your Customer Service to the Next Level, Creating Happy Travelers and Brand Advocates. In this session, Sue's going to be talking about how to keep your travelers engaged before and after their trips so they become raving fans and brand advocates. She's going to help us understand modern, practical communication techniques to improve customer service and drive revenue. This bold talk is brought to us by two different sponsors, the Japan National Tourism Organization and also Lindblad Expeditions. I'd like to start by bringing up Alicia Hines from the Japan National Tourism Organization to tell us more about that company.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me? Yeah? Okay, great. Okay, good morning. My name is Alicia Hines, and I'm with the Japan National Tourism Organization. So Japan is well known for its traditions, its unique culture, history, and art. Images of temples, rock gardens, sumo wrestlers, geisha, tea ceremony, and so on may be at the forefront of your mind when you think of Japan. But there's much more than just the traditional. I'm going to be showing you a short clip of our Enjoy My Japan campaign. I hope that it gives you a wider view of what Japan has to offer. Tropical beaches, powder snow ski resorts, art islands. These are just some of the things that will entice you to come to Japan, depending on where your passions lie. And there is such variety to Japan. Whatever your passion in life, you'll find it there. So without further ado, let's play the video. Thank you.
And representing Lindblad Expeditions, I'd like to bring up Karen Cutter Dimitri, the Vice President of Affinity and Charter Sales.
Thanks, Shelley, and good morning, everyone. And I'm delighted to co-sponsor today with the Japan National Tourist Organization. This is our 31st year here at ETC and our 13th year sponsoring a keynote, a bold talk. And I am particularly excited because I feel like it's so incredibly important to align ourselves with a sponsor that is really focused on a thought-provoking, inspirational talk that will resonate in our community and really make a difference. And I will say Sue Herskowitz Corps will do just that. So we're very excited about that. Just a little bit about what's going on in the world of Lindblad. It's been a past few years of incredible growth, very exciting times. In 2017, we launched our first new build, U.S. built completely, U.S. registered and flagged 100 guest ship. And she has 22 cabins that are with balconies and 6 connecting cabins, which has been fantastic for families. Then the next year, this past month, like last December, we just launched her sister identical ship. And she too has the similar look and feel, committed to the same areas that we've always been to, which has been Alaska, Baja, Costa Rica, and more. And then in 1 year from right now, we're about to launch our next polar ice class vessel, which has many very unique features. You'll start to see about this more as you look at new ships and how they're being built. But this one has a very custom bow that has been designed exclusively for us so that we can go deeper, farther, and earlier into the ice. And we're going to be able to do it in a very comfortable and sustainable way. So we're excited about that around the corner. And finally, in the midst of all this excitement, we have also launched brand new short 5-night getaways, which I think appeals to everybody here in this room, because I know that there's a growing trend, and we're certainly seeing it, and those of you that have been trying it already will see that as well. We are launching in Galapagos, Alaska, Baja, and more. So that's a little bit about what's going on, something for everyone. And what we're going to do today is show you a short clip of our 2018 highlights. And for many of you who have had your alumni on board, you'll get a little taste for what they've experienced this year, or possibly what you will experience in the coming years. So sit back and enjoy, and know this is probably why we are all in this business in the very first place. Thank you.
A huge thank you again to both of the sponsors, Japan National Tourism Organization and Lindblad Expeditions. Don't those videos just get you fired up? I mean, I'm ready to just book a trip right now. This morning's bold speaker is Sue Herskowitz-Core, and we probably know her a little bit better as Speaker Sue. She's presented at numerous different ETCs and is backed by popular demand. The full bio is in your notebooks, but as just a couple highlights here to set the stage, she's the founder and owner of High Impact Presentations, internationally recognized communication specialist, and also the author of 2 books. Her customized sessions help her clients, such as the Ritz-Carlton and the Mandarin Oriental, increase professionalism and profitability through improved customer service. She has an incredibly impressive client list, and we're lucky to be able to share her expertise with her this morning. So without further ado, I'd like to present Speaker Sue.
Thank you so much. So to Shelley, thank you for emceeing us. To Alicia and Japan for sponsoring us. To Karen and Lindblad for co-sponsoring along with Japan. Can we once again hear it for everyone who's helped?
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so how many of you absolutely love having to deal with unhappy, disgruntled, frustrated, not satisfied clients? Yeah, exactly. So what we're going to talk about this morning is how to not have to focus on repairing relationships by actually doing it right the first time. And so we only have 30 minutes today, and I know that you all start, but we do have an intensive after, and I know that you all fall somewhere on that good, better, best, or you wouldn't be in this room. But Well, I'll tell you where you fall in just a moment. But the one thing that we need to lessen, if you are going to elevate your customer experience satisfaction, is friction. This is like the new word. Stanford University has done a bunch of research on friction in communications. And when I first read the word friction, I just thought it was like conflict. What type of conflict would there be? But as it turns out, it's any sort of obstacle. Friction is considered to be any challenge, any obstacle that you put into the path of somebody who you want to say yes to anything. So this also works at home too, just saying. So what we're looking for today is a breath of fresh air. What we're looking for is there any way, is there anything, is there one thing that I can offer, that my organization can offer, that's going to be easier, that's going to make their journey sweeter, and can I do it with less friction? So we're going to do some polling, and I know that this is a bit confusing last year, but if you would all take out your phones, and we do have international polling text numbers, so everybody grab your phone as if it wasn't out to begin with, but just in case, the three of you who turned yours off. So now you will see your number, your texting number up there, and you're going to just text into the number that you need. In the U.S., it's 22333, and then you can see the others. Those are regional numbers. So there could be a minimal charge if you use the U.S. number for some of you who are based in Asia, for instance, Europe. You're going to be paying more money. It's probably not worth your texting in. Okay, so everyone should be putting in their text number. And then here comes the question. So when you're in, you're going to have to, once you text into like 22333, you're going to have to add a keyword. And the very first time you do this, the keyword is Speaker Sue. It is not case sensitive, but it is one word. So make sure that it doesn't change to two words. So it's Speaker Sue, one word. And then the question is in blue. So the question is, I'm in. And then tell me, please, what you're in. Are you in A, sales? So you're just going to put in the letter. A, sales. B, service. C, sales. Yay, it's working. Yay. Okay, so I have no idea who you other people are and what you actually think that you're doing. We can talk about it later. I have a degree in counseling. But congratulations, because the 45% of you who said that you are in sales and service, that's going to be the absolute correct mindset. If you're still thinking in silos, if you're still thinking that you're either in sales or you're either in service, it's going to be much more difficult to implement the ideas and the activities that you need to implement to enable one of the largest opportunities to drive revenue in 2019, and that is enhancing the customer experience, reducing friction in the customer experience. So we have another quick poll question, and that is, how would you rate your company's customer service? So once you're in, you just need to put in the letter of your choice. Oh, we have I'm here for a reason, people. Maybe you're the other people. Okay, that's good. And maybe those of you who said awesome, maybe you weren't the ones that we mystery shopped. And I'll get back to that in just a moment. But my goal is to make sure that you all move up a little bit before the end of these 30 minutes. But let me tell you about that often our intent is awesome, but our execution isn't. So there's a difference between customer service and customer experience. That plane's supposed to represent American Airlines. When I reached 1 million miles on American, and I now have 5 million, but when I reached 1 million back in the day, they sent me a Lucite plaque. It had my my Advantage number embedded in that Lucite plaque. It was a really cool thing. I kept it on my desk for years. They also sent me, and this was even more important, a complimentary round trip system-wide ticket. So I looked at it, I was really impressed. By the way, 5 million, I got luggage tags. So, but 1 million, so I looked at this, I thought, oh, I'm gonna bring a friend to Phoenix, and I filed it. Okay, now I go to take the coupon out, in those days that's what it was a coupon that was in a file. And I took it out, and I saw that in red, which I somehow missed initially when I looked at this thing, was that I had to have the ticket, this coupon, validated by October 31st. Oh, and it was now November 4th. So I wrote American a letter. This is how long ago it was. I called first, and they said I had to write a letter. And so I wrote a letter, and I explained that it was in red. I was a jerk. I didn't see it. But could I please extend the expiration, because I wanted to bring a friend to Phoenix and use this complimentary ticket. So they wrote back, and though I'm not quoting them exactly, to paraphrase, they wrote, "We cannot believe anyone so stupid as you are could possibly be flying as much as you seem to be flying." Now, I thought that maybe, because I've been in this business a long time, I thought that maybe I was just a little bit sensitive. And so I took the letter to my neighbor. Shirley had twins. They were almost 4 years old. She hadn't been in the workforce for a while. I said to her, "Cheryl, do me a favor. Just read this. And would you tell me, just tell me what you think." And she reads the whole thing, and she hands it back to me, and she says, "Sue, they just called you a liar and a jerk." Now, that is exactly what they did. Now, please pay attention to what happened. They gave me what I wanted, but they extended the expiration date. But in the process, they lost what could have been an amazing PR opportunity. I'm still talking about this like 30 years later because of how upsetting this was and how foolish it was on their part. Now, again, I'm telling you that because some of you may be surprised that your service is not necessarily a positive experience. And what we're looking for is a positive customer experience. And as I've already hinted to you, we did do some mystery shopping. We called about 15 of you. I didn't do it personally. I know that some of you would recognize my name and my voice, and really not a very good liar. But my person, Marjorie, she's not a good liar either, so we gave her a good situation. She would get on the phone and she would say, "Friends have asked my husband and me to go on a trip," and she knew the trip. We gave her the name of the trip, we gave her the date. She had Googled, she knew all about the trip, and she said, "I was viewing the brochure online, but I really wanted to know if there was anything not mentioned in the brochure." So I'm just gonna give you a moment right now. Why don't you get into a group? We need to do this quickly though. So everyone turn around, look at about 3 to 5 people, move away from the people you know well, consider them to be used people. Okay, and everybody, now that you're in a group and you're meeting new people, perfect. Please, everyone, raise your right hand. Raise your right hand. Excellent, and point your finger up. Thank you, and as you're looking at the people in your group, if you would please point to the person you are now electing to be your group leader. Okay, so here's the task. Here's the task, everyone. You just picked up the phone, regardless of what your position is, you just picked up the phone, and this was the easy situation that you are confronted with. And what would be likely that you would say to this woman who just said this to you? So, group leader, you have like 45 seconds to see what people would say. Go. Okay, so, all right, come on back to me. I'm down here. I know you can barely see me. Okay, come on back. I'm over here. Okay, thank you. So who wants to be the first person to tell me what you or your group came up with? Does someone want to be brave enough to volunteer to tell me what your group came up with? Okay, way, way in the back. Okay, I am running here. Okay, and tell me your name, please. Yeah, thank you. You could get up. Okay, come on.
Yeah, I didn't have to make you run back.
Thank you. That's okay. Go ahead.
Gina.
Okay, Gina. So what did you... So first of all, because Gina was brave enough to volunteer, she just won a copy of Power Sales Writing. Let's hear it for Gina. Yay! Okay, so Gina, what did you or your group say?
I would say, yes, that our brochure is meant to be a summary of the program, but there are many more interesting activities included, and I would be happy to send you a detailed itinerary by email.
Okay, and thank you, Gina. So let's again hear it for Gina. Okay, thank you. Okay, and so what I really loved about what you said was that you started with the word yes. So that's a positive word, that's a future-focused word. So that was awesome. And then what I might recommend is that you might ask a few questions before you offer to send anything. But I'm glad that you at least offered to send something. Who else was, yeah?
Richard.
Thank you, Richard.
And we decided that we wanted to basically sell the intangibles, that you're going to have a lot of fun.
Yay.
And you're going to develop a passion for the culture that you're going to be visiting and really get them excited.
Yes, awesome. Richard, hold on. I have a book for you because I love your answer. Hold on. Okay, Richard, you just got, let's see, How to Say It to Sell It. Let's hear it for Richard. Come on. Thank you very much. Yay! I love that you were selling the intangibles because, ladies and gentlemen, it's those intangibles that are going to set you apart. Wait till you see, in fact, what your own people said. But first, I'm going to give you the very best one. And so, World Wildlife Fund, are you here? It's good, if you are. Are you here? Okay, so... Excuse me. So Joey from World Wildlife Fund was the absolute best at everything from every one of the calls that Marjorie made. And she said that what he did, yeah, are you from that fund?
No.
Oh. You're just like Joey. Let's hear it for Joey. Okay. Okay. So what Joey did, exactly what you were saying, Richard, Joey created excitement. Marjorie's exact words here, and I'm reading, she says, Joey said he hadn't been on a ship, but is dying to go, those were his words, because everyone always raves about their experiences. And then Marjorie said, I felt like both were real, that he'd really like to go, and that everyone raves. So how cool was that? And he also created, Joey also created a sense of FOMO. So FOMO, fear of missing out, right? We, in the old day, we used to call this a state of urgency, but now that sounds like you have to pee. So we just call that FOMO now. And we know how important FOMO is to getting people to want to do something. Nobody wants to miss out. And Joey's words were, and I'm quoting Marjorie again, many of the trips generally sell out 9 to 12 months in advance. And he told me, now listen to this, he told me that my friends had picked a fantastic and very popular tour. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. What just happened? What did Joey do? He validated, he made her friends look smart. What was she gonna go back and tell her friends? I mean, it really was well done. But the rest of you, maybe not so much. More of you were much more interested in providing informational, and you were helpful from a transactional sense, most of you, some not even. So we need, Marjorie said there were some cases where she felt like she wasn't, nobody cared about her, and nobody was selling. In fact, okay, now just please, I couldn't believe it either, but Marjorie called the first week of January. So she purposefully didn't call during the Christmas break. We know many of you were off. First week of January, admittedly, you're making up for not have many of you missing out during that week or 2 weeks. But there were, are you ready for this? 4 different companies. Marjorie left voice messages, and nobody returned her call. 4.
One of those, and maybe this will resonate for some of you because I won't say which company did what, one of it was for a trip to Greece, and Marjorie and her husband had been to Greece, and Marjorie said to me, is it okay if I go beyond the regular stuff because this trip really sounds good? And she says, Jim and I, this sounds like something we would really enjoy. I said, Marjorie, go for it. They never returned her call. Now, I say the word they, but probably could be one of you. Then Marjorie said, I left a voicemail at XYZ saying that I had some questions. My husband and I might be interested. And now she did leave her email address as a possibility. But here's a key. If they voicemail you, if they leave a phone call, then probably what they're telling you is that their preferred style of communication is the phone. But in fairness, she did leave her email address. And so they did respond by email, but wait till you see the letter, the email that they sent. So good afternoon, Marjorie. Thank you so much for your email and interest in the 2019 adventure. Yes, we do still have space available and hope you and your husband will join us. So why? Why are you saying that? We would love to answer any questions, because you'll take anyone. We would love to answer any questions you have in the meantime. Really, you would? Then why didn't you call me? The fact sheet with a detailed itinerary and pricing, etc., can be found here. And I'm copying Terry and Pups, our partner for this adventure, on this email. Let us know what we can answer as you make your decision. And then it ended with, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Best. So-and-so. Well, first of all, Marjorie didn't email her. She left a voicemail. And why was this woman copying Terry Because nobody phoned Marjorie. So now there were two missed customer service or customer experience opportunities, both entirely missed. And I just have to throw this out, though you'll hear more about this during the email session later. Don't end with best. Best is like a kiss off. Don't end that way. We'll talk more about it. All the best is fine. Warmest regards, warmly, warm regards, any variation. Please stay away from best. It's just not warm and friendly, emotionally pleasing. But in addition, look at how self-centered this email is that they sent. We're talking about a positive customer experience, but there is no customer in this email. It's all about the company who's writing this message, and this needs to change. And then I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Really, where is that coming from? I could go on and on. Okay, so there's another one here. The operator asked for my last name. So she gets on the phone. Remember what she said. My friends are looking at this trip, and they recommended that I look at it. I've been on your online brochure for name of trip, and I'm curious if you have any more information. But before the operator would even let her talk to anyone, she asked for her last name, not just to call her by her last name, like, hello, Mrs. Court. No, because she wanted to see if she was in the system. She had already said that it was a friend who was making this recommendation, right? And to see which of her colleagues manages that tour. Did Marjorie need any of that information? No, she just wanted to be taken care of. She was an excited prospect. And as Marjorie says, I was not in the system. So how negative was that? And it goes on. Marjorie asked about tour extensions, and she said, okay, if somebody asked you about tour extensions, what might you say? You don't need to talk about it. I just want you to just take 2 seconds to think about what you might say if someone, you know the scenario, and then someone asks you about tour extensions. Well, this person said, so she could have said, shut up, you slut. Right? I mean, it was kind of equal to that same type of customer care. There was absolutely no care. here's another one. So she asked if she could send her any other information, and she said, we don't send anything else out until 110 days before departure, and there isn't anything to send you. Oh my goodness, you're killing me. You're killing me with these type of answers. What's happening? We're not even talking about customer service. We're talking about, or customer experience. We're talking about a terrible customer service. So just shout out, please. What could you have sent her? You might not have any official anything, but what could you have sent her? Okay, you have 30 seconds in your group. I want you to come up with three things that you could have sent her. Go, back into your groups.
Do I have five? No. Do I have 5 minutes? I started at 9:01.
We are at 9:23.
So
it's close. Yeah.
5 minutes. Okay. Thanks. Okay, let's hear one, please. What could you have sent her in the entire universe? What could you have sent her? I see your hand way over there. What could you have sent her, sir? A copy of my book. You got my book for that. No, what could you have sent her?
The information that 110 days before for one.
Well, that's true. That would have been easy to send her the 110-day information. Okay, what's your name? Christopher, you volunteered. Could you reach us? Thank you very much. Okay, let's hear it for Christopher for volunteering. Yay. Okay, thank you. What else? So the 110 information way in the back. Shout it, please. Thank you very much. Brilliant. A link to the, or maybe an online community link, right? Or maybe a testimonial page, right? Or maybe a list of resources of things, books that she could read for the area, right? Or maybe a link to an article on the city she was going to see. Yeah. Okay, great. Yes, so just be careful of that if it's an itinerary, because then people fall in love with whatever was there initially, and that could come back to hurt you. So yes, so there is something. So okay, so we only have like 4 minutes left, and I need to get to some strategies here, but just so that you can see. So look at this. I asked why we should select this trip, and she said, and she said, now that is such a damn good reason to select a trip if I have ever. Oh my gosh. I mean, if you didn't kill me before, you're killing me now. A total transaction. So why should they select the trip? I'm going to go back to what Richard said. Lifelong memories, fun, friendship, learning. You have a million reasons that they should, intangible feeling reasons. And those are the, excuse me, those are the things that you need to be selling to them. Last one. I said if I needed more information or was going to book, I'd call back soon since the trip is not that far away. And she said, thank you, because ladies and gentlemen, the only people we called were the people pooled who had registered for this conference. And so, yes, it got very quiet in here because you're wondering, and my lips are sealed. You will never find out who these were. But I will tell you that every single person was from here. And this is the very worst thing that I'm going to tell you. Out of everything that she heard, not one person asked for her email or phone number to follow up with her. So we started off talking about friction, and boy, what you're doing is that you are causing so much friction that no matter how far you get up the hill, what you're doing is that you're causing your customer, your prospect, to slide right back down. There she goes. Okay, so what really matters when it comes to customer service? What really matters? Speed. But speed, why does speed matter? Speed matters because it shows that you value your
their time. And we'll talk much more about these, get much more in depth in our intensive. Convenience, once again, because it's showing respect. Consistency. So I need you to go back and I need you to look from your website to your emails, to your phone calls, and to your post-event. And you pay very little, though we did not, we didn't mystery shop you on post-event. But what I want you to think about, what happens after I've been on your trip? So I did come back from a trip recently and I received a follow-up email that was all about the company. Send my photos, they said. Send your photos so that we can put them on our website and use them as promotional purposes. Really? Is that why I should send my photos? So we need to have consistency from soup to nuts, from the get-go. Friendliness matters. They need to feel a sense of friendliness and care. If they don't feel care, then they can go anywhere. And we'll talk more about that. Okay, So I just want to show you that I have so much more. So look, as we become more high tech, high touch, look at this. I want to interact with a real person more as technology improves. So Japan is actually the lowest that they are more willing to interact with a technological event rather than a real person. But look at the other numbers around the world. And by the way, this is a PricewaterhouseCooper research study. So, and customer experience is going to overtake price as the product and key brand differentiators. So those of you who think that you can't increase your prices, that's not true, but you do need to be offering an experience. I know we need to go. But again, it has to be an experience, not service, I promise, 2 minutes. So my husband and I were just in Kapalua. My husband and I were on the registration form, and when we got in, they had an amenity. Again, customer service, which turned out to be a customer experience fail. Oh look, only his name is on the envelope in front of whatever it is they gave us. And then he was only addressed inside this letter, this email to us. It was all about him. And this message is, we don't really have time, but this message is all about, thank you, you're seeing it. I'm hearing people yell out, we, I, exactly. So, but we could have changed it to, was aloha, welcome back to your home along the sacred shores. As always, your important guests, an ohana, a Hawaiian family, and you can count on our ohana to ensure another memorable stay. Here's my card. By the way, the guy, though he signed it, which was illegible, his title wasn't under there. Who knows, it could have been the head of, who knows what it could have been. So what I need you to remember is that you leave here making sure that everything that you do, that everything you do revolves around them. And unless you do that, you are going to be at the short end of the stick when it comes to customer experience. So what are you going to take away? So with your partner, 30 seconds, what are you going to take away? Quick, because I don't want to sit the whole day late. With your partner, what are you going to take away? Okay, come on back, yay, this makes my heart so happy that you're all talking. Okay, good, so tell me, what are you going to take away? Just shout it out, quick. Yep. Put yourself in their shoes, yes, so become your customer, that's what I say, become them, and we're going to talk about that customer journey in the intensive, yes. Thank you very much. Oh, did you hear that? They answer every call as if you're going to be mystery shop next year. You go, girl. Okay, good. Give me one more. That would be a great strategy. Give me one more that you're going to take away. Thank you very much. That everything along, there has to be consistency and care shown in every communication. Okay, so what I want to say to you, in case you're not going to come to either of my other two sessions, you need to start this now. If you just start with that basic idea of everything revolving around them, start it now, because customer experience is your key opportunity to drive revenue in 2019. I'm done. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
A huge huge thank you to Speaker Sue. I know I'm a little humbled right now, and I'm wondering if I was one of those callers. But definitely a lot of customer service to improve, so hopefully this got your brain thinking. We do have a couple housekeeping notes for the session.